Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, 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 it is Vision Radio. You are in tune to a very, very special show. I am, of course, Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I am joined by Matt Zoe. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I've been really, really looking forward to this. I already know what's coming up. You picked some absolutely amazing tunes, but first we are going to start off with something of your own. Tell us all about this intro track.
Well, this is Kamikaze Cosworth. It's a bit of a weird one, but yeah, it's... definitely something I'm proud of. I hope everyone enjoys it.
And I absolutely love the title on this. So that is, of course, off the Sign of the Times EP, which is dropped now in full, and we're going to hear more of that throughout the show. But we've got something really, really special coming in now. Tell us all about the next special track that you're going to play us.
This is my edit of Disco Dodo by Lynx, which if you were listening to drum and bass in the late thousands, I'm sure you've heard this. It was just absolutely rinsed out, and yeah, still one of my favorite tunes. So I did a little edit, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Brilliant. I think it's just turned 15. It just turned 15 last year. And I think this track was ahead of its time completely. Like, if you listen to that rhythm and stuff, this was, you know, like a good 10 years ahead of its time. And an interesting fact is when Lynx submitted it to Marcus Intellex, Marcus Intellex told him where to go and hated it. Which is mad. Absolutely mad.
Wow.
So yeah, Fabio signed it for Creative Source. But yeah, seminal tune and an amazing edit of yours. I'm keeping this one. Absolutely amazing. Shouts to Lynx. So yeah, tell me, I mean, do you do many kind of special edits for your sets and stuff anyway? Is this a common thing that you do, Matt?
Yeah, like if the drums aren't hitting hard enough or, you know, it needs to be brought up to date a bit, I just do a little bit of editing.
Yeah, the drums definitely hit hard on that one. So tell us all about your next selection.
This is NC17 and GQ with Champion of Champions on Dispatch. Big tune. Love it.
Yeah. Big tune. Big up, Pete.
Run over the page with the original Champion of Champions.
Absolute filth on that bass line. So please introduce the next tune.
Our next tune is Calyx, My Dark Place on Critical. It's really nice to hear Calyx on his own without TV. This tune's absolutely wicked. So
yeah,
thought I'd give it a spin.
Yeah, real kind of churchy vibe on these vocals. I know Calix likes to do his own vocals. I'm not too sure if he's done these ones or not, but really interesting vocal treatment on this. And obviously shouts to anybody who is in their dark place. It's never easy, but you will find your way out soon.
Sick. Next tune is my tune called You Are Here, which is on the Sign of the Times EP. This one was just like, I wanted to make something really dark and warehousey, a bit like Cocooned by Bungle.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is what came out of that.
Go on. You definitely nailed that vibe. This is vibes.
Thank you.
So now we are about to drop the tempo a little bit. And I think it's really interesting whenever anybody does these takeover shows and brings a selection, because you can really kind of hear what makes you tick. And I think in this next one, you can hear more of your roots and how you're translating them in more of a kind of a bass language, if you like, really. There's definitely that kind of euphoric, trancey edge to this. So tell us all about this next selection of yours.
And this is Dr. Ushu, is that how you pronounce it?
I think
so. R-O-I-O-S and Damna with Trust Me on Circus. And yeah, love that vibe.
Great that you didn't know how to pronounce the name as well, because that is the tradition on this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't break the tradition, obviously.
Cool, tell us what's next.
Next one is Subwave with Think, absolute classic, and Jest on the remix on Shogun.
Yep, as part of their 20-year celebrations, I do believe, so happy anniversary, Shogun. On that, so we're going to up the gears now a little bit. We're going to up the energy. Tell us why you picked this particular track now.
I absolutely love the energy on this one, just absolute, you know, tear out. neurofunk, you know.
This is Metanoia with Sleepless on Blackout. What do we have next?
Next is the Dub Brothers with Chippy T on yes. Flex Out.
I do love that title. I've got to ask, how often do you have a Chippy T, Matt?
Oh, very, very rarely. I need to get back to my British roots and have a good Chippy T.
I was going to ask as well, Frank, do you have chippies and stuff? I've spent a lot of time in the Netherlands. I've eaten fries in the Netherlands. But do you even know? What? Brilliant. Answers on a postcode. Nobody tell Frank ever. Let him guess for the rest of his life.
Like crisps or like fries?
They're like big, fat, chunky chips. And you go to the chip and you get loads of fatty stuff. Now we're going to go back in time a few years. This is a little bit of a modern day slept on classic, I would say. Kind of ahead of its time because it still sounds really, really contemporary to this day, to this minute. Tell us all about Coding and Tide Mouth.
I played out in every single set, every single drum bass set at least. And yeah, as you said, absolute modern classic that gets slept on a bit. Love the energy.
Yeah. This is booming. Big up the Eat Brain Massive.
Now.
what do we have coming in here?
Next is Total Science and SPY with Gangsta and with Watch the Riot on the remix out on Shogun. Big tune.
Yeah, very, very big tune. The original came out, I think it was 2010. Yeah, and Watch the Riot on the remix, like Die, Randall and Dismantle. There's a lot going on here. Big up Shogun. This is a very, very drum and bassy episode. Sometimes on the takeovers, it goes in all types of directions, but you're really enjoying drum and bass at the moment. It's great to see.
Oh, I always have. Always have. In fact, I listen to the show all the time, so.
I mean, we've spoken about it over the years when I've interviewed you when I was working at UKF and stuff. I mean, it was your kind of first love, really, was it? One of them, and your previous alias and stuff like that. But it's great to see you bring all of the sounds under the kind of Matt Zoe universe now, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's what I grew up with, for sure.
Cool. So this one is, it's another Shogun one as well. Big up Shogun. His Sustenance Vapor. I said it was a very drum and bassy episode, but right now we're about to drop the tempo. So we played a few tunes by this gentleman. I actually made an error. I thought Chef Boyardee was like a role within the kitchen, like sous chef and stuff like that. But it was pointed out by lots of different people in lots of different comment sections where the show exists that I'm clearly not American and I don't know my American chefs and stuff like that, because it's not a role in the kitchen at all. It's a famous, well, this is a riff on a famous chef's name. But Chef Boyardee Beats, tell us why you picked this particular one.
I absolutely love Chef Boyardee Beats' recent stuff. I've had the pleasure of watching his career grow and flourish, and yeah, just thought I'd drop a little bit of Chef B. Big up.
Chefy B.
And Dags.
Open your mind.
Open your mind. We'll be right back.
next track is mine and Rohan's new track called Splain, out on the Sign of the Times EP, out on Vision. And yeah, big up Rohan. Absolutely love that guy.
Yeah. Previous takeover host. I think he's done two takeovers over the years on the show. Yeah, super, super talented. I could see why it works between the two of you as well. Like sonically, you definitely complement each other.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely more in the works in the future for sure.
Ooh, cool.
Exclusive.
What you didn't know, I'm gonna explain it to you. Explain. Not explain, but I'm gonna explain to you.
So now you picked this one specifically, haven't you? Tell us all about Leafs Jazz Club, because this is a bit of a favorite. We played this a few times before over the years.
Yeah. I heard it first on the show, actually. And yeah, it's definitely the inspiration for the tune I did with Rohan. Just, you know, the jazzy vibes and yeah, one of the craziest tunes I've ever heard, for sure.
Super out there. Huge love to Leaf.
What are you going to play for us today, Jackson?
Trumpet.
Jazz Super.
Welcome to Jazz Club.
Jazz Super.
What are you gonna play for today, Jackson? Tram it.
So So that's wicked. I was just saying to Matt just now, while the tune was playing, that I find it amazing and really mind-blowing that your producers of your caliber, Matt, are listening to the show and getting inspired by something that Martine has selected and that we're announcing, and have gone on to make an equally amazing tune as well. And that must be happening all of the time. So huge shouts to every producer out there who listens and gets inspired in one way or another by our selections. Please, I know some people do hit us up or come and tell me when I'm out and about in the raves, but yeah, huge shouts to everybody who's out there absorbing all of the inspiration and all the amazing things that can happen within this music. What are we about to play now?
Next one is Rockwell with Comfy on Absolute Medium, and yeah, absolutely stunning tune. Love Rockwell stuff.
Yeah, absolutely stunning, man. Big up Tom. Big up Rockwell. So now we're onto another tune of yours, Matt, and I'm going to ask you a question because I was a bit too intimidated to ask Tice, but he goes on about a half bar loop. Every time we've played this, he's talked about a half bar loop, and I don't want to look thick and stupid and ignorant and think, what's a half bar loop? Not to Tice, because he just rinsed me and make me feel awful, but I think you'll be a bit more kind and considerate. So can you explain a half bar loop to a numbskull like me?
Well, I think it's just, a bar would be like, a whole measure of a track. And yeah, and then half bar is just half of that. And a lot of like more techie, like rollery kind of tunes have a half bar loop, I guess. I don't know if I'm doing a good job.
So it just goes the loop on two beats instead of over four, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Go on, cool. But yeah, I think you definitely made me feel better than Tice would have done there. Huge shouts and love to Tice every time. I don't want to make him out to be a bully or anything like that. He's definitely not, but it's more than me. Anyway, this is wicked. It might be a sign and it's banging. It might be a sign. Feel richer for now officially knowing what a half bar loop is. So now tell us all about this one. This is huge. This is a big funky tune of the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Cameron Crooked and Mafius with Lies out on Modus, and yeah, everything. And anytime these guys get together, they produce some heat. So yeah, big up.
Snitzel boys. So now on to something very, very special from our very good friends Noisia. Tell us about this particular selection of yours.
The Facade VIP. This is probably the first Noisia track I ever heard, and I remember specifically hearing it at my friend's house. He had it on vinyl, and yeah, we put this on and I was like, what the fuck is this? And ever since I've been kind of obsessed with Noisia, so yeah, this is the tune that kicked it up, that kicked it off.
Brilliant, go on, historical. We'll be right back. absolute classic. Now on something brand new on Dome of Doom. Please do the honors, Matt.
Yeah, this is DMVU with Polaris, and yeah, reminds me of kind of stuff I was making in like 2017, and absolutely love the vibe. Yeah, it's cool, melodic, weird halftime stuff.
love it. Really emotional. Coming in right about now.
Trail and Visages, I think that's what you said. Visages. Visages. And it's their new tune, Comet, out on 1985.
Yes. lovely, lovely, lovely vibes. We are wrapping up with the penultimate tune now, and it's going to get a bit ravey. Tell us about this selection.
This is Tesla with Hackney Parrot, absolute classic. If you've been to any rave in the last, 5-6 years, you've probably heard this.
One of the many, many versions or bootlegs thereof.
Indeed, and yeah, absolute tune.
Big shouts to everybody in the Hackney community, and big shouts to all parrots as well. Wow, it's all over so quickly, as is all the best things in life. And we're going to end with my Yamuk. This absolutely blew me away when he sent these over yesterday and I was going through them. I had to go and listen to the whole album, which came out a couple of years ago. The album's called Paradise Lost. This is called The Story of Fallen Angels. The whole project is pretty damn biblical, like epic in every single sense. It's by Groke, and I'd love for you to tell us a bit more about it, because you released the album a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, this came out on my label, and it literally is biblical. All the stories are kind of based on biblical themes. Definitely one of the most epic things I've ever heard. It's just, I'm so honored to have had the pleasure of releasing this, and yeah, big up Groke, absolute madman.
Yeah.
this track's insane.
Yeah, I am paying full attention to Groke from here on now. So thank you for bringing this to our attention. And thank you very much for selecting all of the sounds on the show and for joining us. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it was absolute fun. Can't wait to do it again one day, hopefully.
Definitely. Awesome. Matt Zoe, thank you very much. Everybody listening, thank you very much. We love you. can you do a No Dave for me? Because I forgot I had to do a No Dave.
Just say No Dave. Just say No Dave.
No Dave. No Dave. No Dave.
I completely forgot I hadn't even made any notes or anything.